Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. They need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
805 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the 5. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, Bill, we have a northbound 270 delay coming out of Clarksburg, and that's due to the crash. Northbound 270 before you get to 109 in Hyattstown. So I don't want you to get caught off guard if you're normally just buzz north heading out of Clarksburg and up toward the Frederick area. Slowed now by the crash. Southbound side, we've been heavy this morning. Delays are almost back near the Monocacy, so that's almost just as you merge off of I-70 and 15, and that's to get past where we had a southbound crash south of 109. So that has really been our busy area. Some bailout traffic over to 355 south into Hyattstown as a result. Now, beyond that, just a brief delay right now in Rockville on 270. Maryland Beltway topside outer loop, New Hampshire Avenue had one that spun out into the guardrail, right shoulder, and then the crash was between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue outer loop side. 395 from the Beltway. That's where delays backed up to the crash that had been in Shirlington. It's now history. All lanes have been reopened and trying to still push out of Manassas Park. Quite slow on 28 northbound before you get to 29 Lee Highway near New Braddock Road for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to run more clouds in as we go through this morning and this afternoon. Temperatures up. Didn't get out of the upper 30s yesterday. Today into the upper 40s. Tonight upper 30s. Tomorrow rain in the afternoon, low 50s. And a chance of rain Sunday with highs in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 21 in Manassas, 21 in Bowie, 28 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. The 2018 Winter Olympics are underway. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
Hey, happy Friday morning, 8:07. Joining us in about half an hour at 8:35, Kevin Cork from the Fox News Channel. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnade.
Good morning. You remember earlier this week when the President of the United States suggested a military parade, that there's this reporting coming out that he'd be for a military parade in Washington, D.C., the Pentagon considering doing it. So the reaction to that by Washington, D.C., the city, was not favorable. They were cracking jokes on Twitter about it, and then you had the mayor who said the following: we're tracking media reports about this proposed parade, and we'll have more to say when formal outreach begins. In the meantime, we do know that just like the wall, he will have to pay for it. Huh.
Hmm.
That's when Harlan Hill jumps in. Harlan Hill is on the advisory board of Donald Trump for president, and he also founded Democrats for Trump. And he responded on Twitter, instead of just being a troll, maybe Mayor Bowser should do something about all the homeless people she steps over on the way to Louis Vuitton. Well, that got the mayor all hot and bothered, and she responded, we appreciate the feedback. How big were those Democrat for Trump meetings? That's treasonous, she says. Treasonous! Democrats who support Trump are treasonous. Luckily, we have one of those treasonous Democrats with us. Harlan Hill is joining us on the phone now. Harlan, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Nice to have you. So what did you make of this? The mayor has since deleted her tweet accusing you of treason for supporting Trump.
Well, I responded because, you know, myself along with 8 million other Obama voters crossed over to support the president in 2016. And so those meetings were pretty crowded. Those Democrats for Trump's meeting were actually quite crowded. So my question for Mayor Bowser is, why does she feel the constant need to distract from her own failures, her own administration's failures, some of the shortcomings in the city, despite all of the amazing economic boom that she inherited? Why does she feel the constant need to pick a fight with the Trump administration? This has been something that's gone on for the last year and a half, and I'm not exactly sure what her return on investment is. Particularly when we're talking about a military parade here that would be celebrating the men and women of our armed forces. God forbid we celebrate the men and women of our armed forces that put everything on the line for us. And putting that aside, her job is to represent the people of the District of Columbia. And think about the massive economic impact something like this would have in the D.C. area. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of visitors coming to the D.C. area that otherwise wouldn't. Think about the economic impact of that. But she wants to play partisan politics and distract from her own failures. I mean, maybe Bowser was trying to distract attention away from the FBI investigating her D.C. schools administration, I don't know. But all I know is that Bowser's, once again, putting party before country. It's the same old Democratic mafia that we've been living with for a long time. And she tried to take a pot shot at me on Twitter and deleted it when the heat got too hot. So,
well, she's part of the resistance, obviously. And sure. I'm going to tell you, I actually think this is good. This is a good thing because the veil of any kind of pretense is dropping from our media. It's dropping from politics. And we're starting to see people for who they really are. And this idea of, no, I'm for what's best for my constituents, that doesn't exist anymore. And we're starting to see it not just with Muriel Bowser, but with a lot of politicians who are like, no, I'm about what's best for the party, and I'm all about the resistance now.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see why this 100%. Is actually good. Maybe you have. Maybe this is actually you've exposed something that is useful now.
Well, I mean, I don't think Muriel Bowser did a very good job of ever trying to hide any of that. I mean, she's just a typical partisan hack, and we can look at her favorability rating to see what her political prospects look like in the future, but. I think actually people are pretty tired of this. I think that people want to start to see people in government put them first, not the party. And so while it may be nice that we're dispensing with this pretense of, impartiality and, I actually think that that's a really sad commentary on the state of our republic. It's not just about Muriel. It's everybody on the Hill, too. We need to get to work for the American people. And we have much more in common than we have different. And so little is getting done. There's very little compromise between Democrats and Republicans. And Republicans, frankly, own a lot of that. Hell, there's little compromise between the Trump wing of the Republican Party and the establishment wing of the Republican Party. So we have some structural problems that permeate our entire democracy, and Muriel Bowser is just one symptom of that.
It's interesting. It's not really all that surprising in the end that Muriel Bowser, the mayor, would tweet something like this, because look, the most of the city kind of agrees with her. They don't like that the guy who's running the city now, the president of the United States, ultimately, is in office. They don't like him. She knows she's got a fan base here. By the way, she's hurtling towards re-election. There's no substantial threat facing her as she heads towards re-election. And the Republicans in the city register as Democrats anyway so that they can vote in primaries, because there's no reason to be a Republican in the District of Columbia. It barely counts for anything. So I think what she's doing is also exposing a symptom of Washington in D.C., which is just sort of kind of the suffocating liberalism that exists within the city.
Well, it represents the tantrum that the left continues to about the Trump administration, but it does little to govern. Her job, once again, vis-a-vis this parade, which is what started this entire discussion, is to just be a gracious host for the rest of the country, to graciously host the men and women of our armed forces in celebration of the great might of the American military. And that will pay dividends for the local economy. By having, playing host to these big national events, it pays dividends for the D.C. economy. That's what her emphasis should be on.
Contrast that with the way, Harlan, that D.C. treated Occupy Wall Street. Remember, you had occupiers living in like Farragut Square, McPherson Square, like all over the place, and ruining the landscape, everything. And the city just totally tolerated it. Nobody got kicked out. Everyone got to camp as long as they wanted to. It was all on the taxpayers' dime. And here she's saying, oh, well, you know who's going to have to pay for this? Trump is going to have to pay for this. And the city wants no part of it. Excuse me? Because that's a very disparate treatment when it came to the way you handled it when it was politically on apparently the opposite side of the aisle. The military is apparently a Republican thing now.
Right. Well, literally we had a cesspool in McPherson Square. I mean, I can remember walking through it. People living in tents, trash everywhere. It was disgusting. Disgusting. And, D.C. police, paid to, or D.C. police had to, keep the peace there and, clean up the mess after these guys. And you're absolutely right. I mean, it smacks of a double standard. Played gracious host to these people that were just slobs living on the street and posing a security risk to businesses around McPherson Square. And, you know, you have the men and women of our armed forces coming and hundreds of thousands of American patriots to celebrate the American democracy. And they're unwelcome to the District of Columbia as long as Muriel Bowser is the mayor. All it's right. A sad commentary on the state of the city, no question.
Well, bottom line, let's face it, she could do whatever she wants and she's going to get reelected. So we can have this conversation, but it's pretty much not going to change anything. Harlan Hill, thank you so much for joining us. Have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you.
It's Harlan Hill, advisory board for Donald Trump for president.
Democrats for Trump. Crossover voters from Obama to Trump actually exist, by the way. Many of them.
One of them right there. 8:15, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, some of our areas catching a break for our Friday morning commute. Others, such as 270. We've had a number of problems. 270, couple of things. But I want to begin where we have a slight dangerous situation. Every time I see a stalled car that's in the travel lanes, I want to give you a heads up on this. It's a broken down white van in Rockville, south on 270 at 28. And the driver has put two cones behind the van, but it's in the right lane. So you're coming up on that, and then you're swerving out of that travel lane. Help is on the way. But I want you to be really careful if you're coming south from 370 down toward 28 as a result. Now, let's get you farther north. We have an accident southbound side. The initial crash was southbound after 109, still giving us delays almost back out of the Frederick area off of I-70. And the new accident right in that same area, must have been rubbernecking, could have been a factor here. Northbound 270 before you get to the exit for 109. Now, bailout traffic south on 355 in Hyattstown with an accident in the backups. So again, that's one of our really hairy areas this morning. Top side of the Beltway from College Park and around to Silver Spring, slowing. Had two separate incidents, should find lanes open. And Virginia, the crash in Churlington, that has been cleared. Still watch for delays back in the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a mix of sun and clouds early, but then cloudy skies this afternoon, a high of 48. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 39. Tomorrow, partly cloudy early, increasing clouds. Showers developing later in the day for your Saturday. Chance of rain 60% with a high of 51. And then Sunday, cloudy, more rain, but highs in the low 60s in February. Low 60s currently in our nation's capital. 31 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL. Facebook's COO, Chief Operating Officer, Sheryl Sandberg, talking about the Pence rule. Now, remember, a lot of people laughed at Vice President Mike Pence when he talked about the Pence rule, you know, that if he is going to be somewhere where there is alcohol served, his wife is there with him, and he does not take any meetings with women without someone else present.
He won't have dinner alone.
Won't have dinner, yeah.
With a woman other than his wife. Yeah. I think, and I remember as this kind of played out, a lot of people were kind of nodding in agreement, like, okay, I kind of get it.
And I'm one of those people that believes in, you know, if that works for your marriage, great. That's fantastic. However, we're starting to see now that maybe it's not just for the marriage. Maybe this is more of a, I am not going to give anyone any fuel for any kind of fodder whatsoever because I know what politics is like. And it's not just politics now. We're seeing it in entertainment as well.
Well, especially in politics, everybody plays dirty. Not everybody, sorry. A lot of people play dirty.
Yes.
And imagine if you're a person in power, and remember a couple years ago, even before all this Me Too stuff, a couple years ago, members of Congress were saying, you know what? I'd like to have at least two staffers present just to make sure that everything is on the up and up.
Yeah. And now Sheryl Sandberg has come out and said that men who follow the Pence rule should apply it to everyone. In a Facebook post on Tuesday, she said, if you insist on following it, adopt a revised version. Don't have dinner alone with a don't want to have dinner alone with a female colleague. Fine. But make access equal. No dinners alone with anyone. Breakfast or lunches for all or group dinners only. Nothing one on one. Whatever you choose, treat women and men equally. And I think that's in response to SiliconValley.com posted, according to a survey, that nearly half of male managers say they're uncomfortable participating in a work activity such as mentoring or socializing with women. And that was conducted this year, so 2018. They also noted that a higher percentage of male managers is also uncomfortable working with a woman or mentoring them.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're starting to see this backlash against the whole Me Too movement. And men are running scared, and I can't blame them. And we said this was going to happen.
Do you know what's underappreciated in all of this? I think women often think, okay, I don't want to send the wrong signals, right? I don't want to send signals that this is like a thing or relationship or whatever. Men are worried about that too. Men are worried about that signal sending. If they ask an employee or a colleague to go to dinner because they actually genuinely just want to talk about that, that occupies male thought, too. It's like, hey, I don't want to send the wrong signal here. This is, like, literally just a good use of time and a good meal. But, like, this is nothing more, and I'd hate for her to leave this with the impression that I was trying to make a move.
Yeah, so she is now calling for men in the workplace to be treated the same way as the women are. Because, you know, what does this do if you can't have these meetings with women? You go back to the boys' club, which exists in a lot, still to this day, in a lot of organizations where the boys get together and they go play golf and they talk business, or the boys get together and they go out to dinner. And women were starting to make inroads in that through getting into these higher offices,
right,
in corporate America. Well, even in smaller businesses as well. And now, can't be with a woman. Forget it. I'm not taking the chance.
I mean, I don't agree with Cheryl. I don't think we should nip in the bud all opportunities to advance things that'll make us all successful. That's the whole point of a company and organization. At the same time, the other thing we should remember is that men and women typically do like socializing with the same gender because they can feel that they can be more free and kind of open and work through things. I remember going, you know, now down here in the golf course in East Potomac here in Washington, D.C., they've got, not to spoil a secret, but they've got great greens fees. And sometimes before work, I'd get together with a couple guys from my office and we'd go before our office opened and go play a quick round of golf, pretty cheap round of golf. And we just had a good time. It wasn't work related. It just happened that they were all my colleagues and friends. And of course, work would come up and we'd talk about some things at work or whatever. That's just natural. I mean, I don't know why. I don't think we should either legislate or try to enforce rules against stuff like that.
Well, her nonprofit organization, leanin.org, has launched a campaign called #mentorher, which urges men to mentor female colleagues, which I don't know. A lot of men don't want to do that now for obvious reasons. So this whole Me Too movement is starting to have that backlash that we all talked about and we feared.
Apply common sense. That's my prescription.
Yeah, if only we had that. 822 on WMAL.
Retirement is all about income. Learn strategies to create it on the Savvy Investor Radio. Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. on WMAL.
I want to tell you about an easy thing to do that's going to help your health. It's going to make you feel better. You're going to have fewer muscle aches and pains. You're going to wake up after getting 8 hours of sleep and say, wow, I feel great. I feel like I got, 8 hours of sleep last night. You know what you're going to do? You're going to go get a new mattress at Mattress Warehouse. You're going to lay down on a computerized mattress. In 3 minutes, that mattress is going to calculate your weight distribution, how you sleep, and it's going to spit out a list of 5 to 6 mattresses for you to try that are going to be best suited for you. So you don't have to spend an entire afternoon there. The other thing, you're going to save money. Excuse me. Because Mattress Warehouse is offering you 60% savings this week. They're Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer, and they make Tempur-Pedic more affordable with mattresses starting at just $22 a month. That is less than a dollar a night to get a good, healthy night's rest. For a limited time, save up to $1,400 on popular brands. Take advantage of their free adjustable base upgrade or get a box spring with select purchases. Just visit sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse location near you.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Errett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. One of the things I value most in life is time. Time to spend with my daughter, time to spend with family, and the time I put into my company that's reinventing the way women color their hair. The busiest, most successful women I know use Madison Reed, the amazing hair color hack. In under an hour and for less than $25, Madison Reed delivers gorgeous, shiny, multi-dimensional, healthy-looking hair with an ammonia-free formula. You'll look like you just came from a salon, but the reality is you have more me time to do what you love. Things get busy. Let us take care of you and your hair. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code QUALITY. That's code QUALITY. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
It's 8:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic report now brought, sponsored by A-Plus Service Experts. All right, Virginia, 395 off the Beltway to Landmark Slow. Starts to break up now heading into Shirlington. Earlier crash in the Shirlington area. That is gone. All right, Loudoun County now with the accident. That's why you're slowing on Route 7 if you're coming inbound, eastbound after Route 9. But before you get into Leesburg for the crash, police at the scene there on 270. I'm going to take you first south out of the Frederick area. Stop and go. They had the crash south on 270. And that was at just after 109. Northbound, right in that same area, crash slows the northbound side as well. Now let's get you farther south and down in toward Rockville. Broken down white van in the right lane. South on 270 as you come up past 28. Stay to the left to get on by. Definitely seeing some of that volume delay on the approach. And the heaviest Maryland Beltway stretch right now continues to be the top side, right as you come off of 95 to get you past George Avenue. Trust the heating and cooling experts at A-Plus Service Experts to help keep you comfortable all year long. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit aplus-hvac.com today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to run good rain chances as we head on through the weekend. Clouds will be on the increase. If not mostly cloudy now, you will be becoming mostly cloudy. 47 tonight in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, rain rolls in by the afternoon, 52. And we could shoot into the low 60s on Sunday with a good chance of rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 31 degrees at 826 on WMAL.
Yeah, the real stuff, not the Tide Pods. This is a consumer notice. Do not consume Tide Pods. Do not consume Tide Pods. Please go about your business. Tide Pods, remember the Tide Pod Challenge that, you know, a bunch of dumb people are doing? And also, our teenagers are being led to do it because they have access to the internet. We need to talk about that at some point. But go back to 2012. It looks like Chuck Schumer was way ahead of the curve here. He had noticed how delicious Tide Pods had looked way back when, because he hosted a press conference, according to the New York Daily News, in September of 2012, warning of the very risks that we're now grappling with as a society. He says the following, quote, "The incidents are skyrocketing. These pods were supposed to make household chores easier, not tempt our children to swallow harmful chemicals. I saw one of my staffer on my staffer's desk, and I wanted to eat it." Wait, I'm sorry, what? He said he wanted to eat it. Chuck Schumer wanted to eat a Tide Pod. So that might explain some of his recent behavior.
You know,
he's been huffing Tide Pods.
They have, I'm sure you've seen the memes, they have Tide pouches, and it has a little, like a spout that comes out of it, so you can pour the Tide into your container, you know, as opposed to a big plastic jug.
Yes.
So look, kids, juice boxes.
Yeah, this whole segment's making me hungry. Tide Pod misuse apparently has already been resulting in the American Association of Poison Control Centers reporting that 39 reports of teens already in 2018 intentionally misusing laundry pods. And by the way, they don't get to the report stage unless it's like already been a big problem. So there's probably a whole bunch more people who've done it.
I was going to say, yeah, 39.
To repeat, another consumer notice, do not consume Tide Pods. 828 on WMAL.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
I don't really believe that people are panicking about the stock market even after Monday. They're content. They're, I think in a lot of ways, almost have forgotten that the market can go down over a sustained period of time. And so what I wonder is if people or more people should worry.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon here on WMAL or online at wintertroxell.com.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
One of the difficulties in attempting to time the market is knowing when to sell. While exiting the market after it hits a record high may seem like a good strategy, who knows how many new record highs we might see in the next 12 months. Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. Don't let the whims of the stock market dictate your financial strategy. By working with your financial advisor, you can build a financial plan around what's really important, your specific financial goals.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to be joined by Kevin Corkin. He'll give us a review of what's been going on this week in Washington, D.C., and newsworthy, and also tell us what's coming up, where we're going, obviously, with this budget. Now President Trump has to sign it, so he has a whole lot of updates for us. It's 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The House has approved and sent to President Trump the two-year spending plan that will let the government reopen later today.
It was a mixed bag vote. 67 Republicans voted against the spending plan, presumably because it will put annual deficits over $1 trillion, while 73 Democrats joined Leader Nancy Pelosi in voting no, demanding a Dreamers deal from Speaker Paul Ryan.
Our request is that you publicly state that you will schedule a vote.
My commitment to working together on an immigration measure that we can make law is a sincere commitment.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
The 2018 Winter Olympics are underway in Pyeongchang, South Korea. A short time ago, North and South Korean athletes entered the opening ceremony together.
It was really interesting to see because they walked in wearing long white parkas that said Korea on them, and they held flags that showed the outline of the Korean Peninsula, essentially. Neither the flag of South or North Korea, and instead marched under this one unified Korean flag.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum speaking last hour here on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. A Virginia Senate panel has rejected four bills aimed at protecting LGBT persons from discrimination in housing and employment. Opponents of the bills argued that they could have interfered with religious freedom. And the definition of felony theft in Virginia may be about to change under a compromise worked out by Republican lawmakers and Democratic Governor Ralph Northam. The threshold for being a felony theft would increase from $200 to $500. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,860, the Nasdaq at 67,77. Sports sponsored by the big motorcycle show in Timonium. The Wizards fall short and lose to the Celtics in overtime. College ball, Howard loses. The Maryland women win. Hockey, the Caps host Columbus tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
The Big Motorcycle Show roars into Timonium Fairgrounds this weekend, featuring ultra-rare museum-quality BMW vintage bikes and many of the world's top adventure riders. This weekend at Timonium Fairgrounds. Purchase discount tickets at cycleshow.net.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I know where you've been. And I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my staff is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable home for you. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as teeth in a day. And I can provide solutions to years' worth of dental problems in as little as one anxiety-free visit. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed, whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand. You'll rest comfortably through the entire procedure, and my staff will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. Call us today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, when it comes time to sell your home, you have some tough decisions to make. What you don't want to do is hire the wrong realtor that can end up costing you a lot of time and money. You know, like a family friend or that so-called neighborhood specialist. Here's what you do want to do. Call two of the D.C. area's best and top-ranked realtors, according to the Wall Street Journal. That's my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Get this. Debbie and Sarah sold Mark and Cynthia's home, whose house was on the market with another realtor for 90 days and didn't sell. Well, they called Sarah and Debbie, and they sold it fast and for top dollar. Don't risk losing your equity with just any agent. Do the best thing and call the Reynolds Team now. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's right, guaranteed. Your tough decision just got real easy. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie. Here's their number, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
Our next undergraduate session starts February 19th. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
River Road inside the Beltway. If you're heading into Bethesda, had the incident heading eastbound, inbound River Road before you get to the light at Goldsboro. So just heads up through that stretch. Also northbound 5, Maryland 5 northbound as you head up towards Surratt's Road. Had the incident reported there and seeing those delays on the increase. Now around the Beltway at the Wilson Bridge, fantastic. The heaviest Maryland stretch the Beltway still as you merge off of 95 and around to George Avenue. Had the car that spun out over to the right shoulder near New Hampshire Avenue, so still a little distraction there. 270, we've been extremely busy. Still southbound from near Route 80, actually before 80, almost back at the Monocacy still, through Urbana and Hyattstown. Had the earlier southbound crash, and then we had the northbound incident on 270 prior to 109, so we're clogged each direction. And into Leesburg and Loudoun County, crews are still with the incident on eastbound 7 after Route 9. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to run good rain chances as we head on through the weekend. Clouds will be on the increase. If not mostly cloudy now, you will be becoming mostly cloudy, 47. Tonight in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, rain rolls in by the afternoon, 52. And we could shoot into the low 60s on Sunday with a good chance of rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 24 in Stafford, 23 in Damascus, 31 in Washington. I'm Jewel Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. Want to talk to you, give you an update on the shutdown. Congress has okayed a deal to end the government freeze. It's now heading towards President Trump's desk for a signature. No snow day, government workers. Sorry about that. Sorry. To discuss this further with us, where are we? Give us more of an update. Kevin Cork from the Fox News Channel. Kevin, good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Great to be talking to you again.
So look, great news, I guess, because the government's not going to shut down, because Lord knows we need that government to keep going.
Everybody I know that has to make the drive in from, you know, some of the far out suburbs, the exurbs, if you will, have been texting and calling. So what are you hearing? Do I have to go to work in the morning? What are you hearing?
Is it a snow day?
Exactly, right? Can we figure this out so I can figure it out before I get in traffic? Basically, here's what we've learned here at Fox News, that the president not only will sign the budget act, which should be heading to his desk any time now, we're expecting that perhaps he'll sign it within the hour. That's very good news if you're looking to make certain that your agency or your particular group will have an opportunity to continue to do the work of the American people. However, as we've been saying all day, not just locally, but even to our partners who've been reaching out from all over the country, it's super important to check with your agency, check with your bosses, your supervisors, before you make any grand plans for an early weekend.
Kevin, I want to ask about why we got to a shutdown. Rand Paul last night ended up being the barricade to just keeping the government open outright, because he was concerned about all of the deficit spending that comes along with blowing through the older budget caps. And now the president obviously set to sign this thing. Did the White House express any sympathy towards Rand Paul's argument that spending needs to be brought under control?
The tactful way to put something like that is this way. While we acknowledge and understand your concerns, we've got business to do here. Now, I think it's also fair to say the Senator Paul was right when he talks about her part. I've covered 3 White Houses, as you know, and I can distinctly recall Republicans absolutely lambasting President Obama for runaway deficit spending and adding to the debt, et cetera. It's hard cheese, as they used to say back when I was growing up in the Midwest, to see them now come back at lots of deficit and debt spending. However, I think the White House has been very careful and cautious by saying it this way. We recognize and acknowledge that our military needs to be rebuilt. This is the first step in doing that. And most of all, it's crucial, and this is important, it's crucial that we get the economy going at a pace that will enable us to do all the right things.
I know.
In fact, I can give you guys, thank you, my White House senior producer here, Serafin Gomez, just tapped me on the shoulder, and the president has, in fact, signed the budget bill. Let me take a look. I've got to put on my reading glasses here as I look over the shoulders. He just signed the bill. Our military will now be stronger than ever before. We love and need our military and gave them everything and more. First time this has happened in a long time also means jobs, jobs, jobs. That was a tweet seconds ago from the President of the United States.
Well, not to brag, but you just beat your own network in reporting that here on WMAL. So thank you very much. Kevin, I want to ask about the other guy from the White House, which is Mike Pence, the Vice President of the United States, is in South Korea right now and sitting just feet away from Kim Jong-un's sister at the opening ceremonies. The White House, have they given any indication of whether or not either in the moment right now or they expect that there will be conversations between North Korea and the United States?
It's so important to sort of play this carefully, because one of the most important things you can do from a diplomatic perspective is maintain your relationships. The White House hasn't said that there would be any sort of an outreach, certainly not a bilat. But I do think the symbolism is important. Our partners are in the South. They're attempting, the North is attempting to create more relationship with the South. And I think from a global perspective, that's probably not a bad thing. The Vice President happy to sit there and watch it all unfold, but nothing that we've gotten from the White House about an outreach.
All right. Can we talk a little bit about Rob Porter and this entire incident that's going on here with two ex-wives coming forward, alleging that he abused them, and Chief of Staff John Kelly saying he became aware of the allegations yesterday. Now we're seeing people saying, well, this is John Kelly's fault, and he should be fired because of this. What's the timeline on this?
Well, this is a tough one. Because as Raj Shaw, the White House principal deputy press secretary, said yesterday, they have to, meaning that when the FBI and when they do the background check, they have to consider everything. So if I say about you, hey, she drinks on the job, that one over there, she's got problems. Well, then you have to balance it out and say, other people say she doesn't, that didn't happen. What's really touchy here is if there is an assault allegation, and in particular, if the FBI had pictures, and if the chief of staff, John Kelly, knew of this previously, it does call into question whether or not he should remain on the job. Everyone I've spoken with, both on the record and off, have suggested to me that the pictures that were seen this week in media, that's the first time he'd seen them. And that was the tipping point to obviously usher Mr. Porter out of the building. And by the way, Rob Porter denied a lot of these allegations. And again, that's where it gets very tricky. If someone says you did it, you say, I didn't do it. No one has proof. He said, she said. But again, the pictures, I think, were clearly an impactful development this week, and he had to go. By the way, I should also add this very quickly. Anyone who suggests that John Kelly is on his way out doesn't know the president. He really loves this guy. And unless the general wants to leave, he's got a job.
Your impression then is that the reporting from people like Gabe Sherman that suggests that John Kelly is set to be fired just is not correct.
Completely not correct. The president not only really appreciates the guidance and leadership of General Kelly, he's one of the few people in the room, based on what I know about their interaction, that the president can really sit there and say, I trust him and I trust his judgment. If the general self-selects out, it'll be his call. I doubt sincerely that he'd be the president. And now I would also say this. I'm not disrespecting Gabe. Gabe's been amazing in his reporting on this White House and on other issues. But I can tell you personally, I know a lot about the interactivity between these two men, and it would be shocking if the general were ushered out of the building in any other way other than I want to go.
All right, Kevin, thank you so much for taking the time with us. Have a fantastic weekend.
You too. Take care, guys.
Thanks. That's Kevin Cork, White House correspondent for the Fox News Channel. It is 844 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Valentine's Day right around the corner. It is coming up, so you need to get thee to proflowers.com and check out all the amazing deals they have. And this is, I'm not just talking red roses. Of course, they have beautiful red roses, but they have multicolored roses. They have tulips. Maybe you don't want to send roses. Maybe it's too much of a commitment. Maybe you want to send your godmother or an aunt or your mom a beautiful plant. You can do that as well from proflowers.com. And right now, you can save 20% off any purchase of $29 or more. Delivery date guaranteed, and so is your happiness with this. Guaranteed delivered fresh and to stay fresh for 7 days. But hurry and order today, Valentine's Day next week. To get 20% off your purchase of $29 or more, go to proflowers.com today. Use my promo code Walter in the special codes box at checkout. Now it's W-A-L-T-E-R. So that's proflowers.com, code Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R. It's 8:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, 270. Boy, we've had a lot of breaks this morning, but not on 270. Crews at the scene of the crash on the northbound side, leaving Clarksburg to 109. The crash before you get to 109. Tell me about 5 minutes now that crash has been cleared, but the delays before you even get to 121. So be prepared. Normally don't have a northbound slowdown for the morning commute. Now southbound, we're still struggling as you come out of the Frederick area through Urbana, Hyattstown, again into Gaithersburg and Rockville. However, the broken down van safely moved along, towed away, and your travel lanes are now open. Top side of the Maryland Beltway. For Maryland's Beltway, this is our slowest stretch. 95 and around to George Avenue. We're wide open at the Wilson Bridge, great through New Carrollton, and quiet across the Legion Bridge. Virginia, we're shaping up well now through Shirlington, the crash after Glebe Road is gone. Heaviest delay, Edsel Road, to get you past Duke Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to run good rain chances as we head on through the weekend. Clouds will be on the increase. If not mostly cloudy now, you will be becoming mostly cloudy, 47. Tonight in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, rain rolls in by the afternoon, 52. And we could shoot into the low 60s on Sunday with a good chance of rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 31 degrees at 847 on WMAL. You know, the idea of these emotional support animals, I think they started out really well, especially for veterans who may be suffering from some kind of post-traumatic stress issue. They have these emotional support dogs, is how it started out, to help them get through a lot of things that the rest of us can just navigate on a daily basis without issue. Well, it's gotten out of hand. Last week, we were talking about an emotional support peacock that someone tried to get on an airplane, and they swore that they were told it was okay, because, you know, everyone wants to sit next to an emotional support peacock on a plane. Uh-huh. Well, now it's an emotional support hamster, Bellin Aldacosia, a student who was trying to...
quite a hamster name.
Yeah, no, she's the student.
Oh, that's the student.
She was trying to fly home from college to South Florida, and she says she called Spirit Airlines twice to ensure that she could bring along her emotional support hamster, Pebbles.
She planned ahead. Okay, she called twice.
She did, and the airline does not dispute that claim. They said that she did call twice,
I guess they were recording her. That's something to know about Spirit.
They do have records of her call, and she was told that it was fine, but they say that was in error. And so she was told that she can't bring the emotional support hamster on the plane because they don't allow rodents on the plane, because they're starting to crack down on the classes of emotional support animals. So no rodents. Uh-huh. So she tried to rent a car, but she wasn't old enough to rent a car, so that wasn't. And she didn't know anybody who could take the hamster from her. She claims that they told her to go to the bathroom and flush the hamster down the toilet.
What?
That's what she claims. She claims they told her, and that's where Spirit's like, all right, wait a minute, time out. We admit, we copped to having told you erroneously that you could bring the hamster on the plane.
We have Spirit. Yes, we do. Flush your hamster just like poo.
dear Lord. Did you write that down? I saw you writing. You wrote that down, didn't you?
I didn't write it. No, I just thought of it. Come on. This noggin can work those up.
So she is so attached to this emotional support hamster that so she flushed pebbles right down the toilet. So it took her a while to figure it out. She got to take a later flight to try to make this easier for her to decide what to do. She said she thought about releasing pebbles into the wild, but she was afraid that pebbles would not be able to make it.
She was afraid that pebbles would meet his demise if he was out in the wild. So instead she drowned him? She must not have actually loved this hamster that much if she was willing to actually go for it and flush it. And by the way, that's not good for septic systems. Remember, they tell you, you're not supposed to flush wet wipes, and now you're flushing hamsters?
Yeah, Tom Rogan has a piece where he says he has zero sympathy for her. What kind of moron tries to bring a hamster on a plane in the first place? This is so true. I know people who have, quote-unquote, emotional support animals. Total scam. And I know people who have notes from their doctor and all. If you're that fragile that you can't go anywhere without your emotional support hamster, I don't buy the fact that you could flush the hamster down the toilet.
Wait a second. Remember Paris Hilton used to carry her little dog in a purse everywhere? And sometimes you see people on the plane that get on with the dog purse. Why didn't she just put Pebbles in a dog purse and pretend it was a small, ugly little dog? It's a puppy.
Put it in a vest with a little leash on it. So note to self, don't bring your emotional support hamster on the plane.
Or else you'll be emotionally destroyed when you have to flush it.
8:50 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Do you know someone who plays a lot of video games? At what point do you think it crosses over into becoming a real problem? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. I've been a health journalist for almost 17 years now, and I've been reporting on the benefits and risks of video games for almost as long. Video games I've seen can help someone improve their problem-solving skills, their coordination, even their memory, but I've also seen the dark side, physically, fatigue, migraines, carpal tunnel, and mentally, addiction, anxiety, depression. Well, now the World Health Organization plans to classify gaming disorder as a mental health condition. The disorder is characterized by impaired control, with increasing priority being given to gaming and what's known as escalation, that is increased playing despite negative consequences. And the WHO is expected to make this official in May of this year. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
There's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Nowadays, there's a whole world of information at our fingertips. And here at America's leading chocolate and candy companies, we think that's something to celebrate. Chocolate and candy have always been a treat. And now we're making it even easier for people to get more information about the treats they love. Over the next few years, we'll be providing consumers with more options and smaller sizes with clear calorie labels right on the front of the pack. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
Perhaps you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains. Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
8:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, we'll go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we'll take you Virginia, Loudoun County on 7, eastbound Route 7 after Route 9 before you get into Leesburg. Remnants of the earlier crash still slowing the trip a bit. On the Beltway, new accident just popped up north of the toll road interloop before you get to the American Legion Bridge. 395 across the 14th Street Bridge, heavy. In fact, each direction now of the freeway approaching the 3rd Street Tunnel slow. Had a report of a fender bender just after the tunnel, 3rd Street Tunnel on the westbound side of the freeway, so watch for that. Heads up through Brandywine, very slow still, northbound Route 5, and not construction, it's crash, northbound 5 before you get to Surratt's Road. Update sponsored by Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem will get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149. That's 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll continue to run good rain chances as we head on through the weekend. Clouds will be on the increase. If not mostly cloudy now, you will be becoming mostly cloudy. 47 tonight in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, rain rolls in by the afternoon, 52. And we could shoot into the low 60s on Sunday with a good chance of rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 31 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
News we just don't get anywhere else.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
It is a magnificent thing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Thank you.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The nation's gun show is back. Dulles Expo Center. This weekend, 1,300 tables. Over 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and more. The nation's gun show. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. More info and coupons at showmastersgunshows.com.
Save up to 60% this week at Mattress Warehouse with mattresses starting at just $99 in stock to take home today. For a limited time, save up to $1,400 and get a free adjustable base upgrade. Visit sleephappens.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation.
Hello, beautiful. I'm Amy Errett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. One of the things I value most in life is time. Time to spend with my daughter, time to spend with family, and the time I put into my company that's reinventing the way women color their hair. The busiest, most successful women I know use Madison Reed, the amazing hair color hack. In under an hour and for less than $25, Madison Reed delivers gorgeous, shiny, multi-dimensional, healthy-looking hair with an ammonia-free formula. You'll look like you just came from a salon, but the reality is you have more me time to do what you love. Things get busy. Let us take care of you and your hair. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code QUALITY. That's code QUALITY. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
Diabetes can cause kidney problems that lead to dialysis, neuropathy that can lead to amputation, vision impairment that can lead to blindness, plus heart disease and stroke.
Hi, I'm Corbin Burnson. If you suffer from type 2 diabetes, I have great news for you. Help Your Diabetes' simple yet powerful natural approach has helped thousands of diabetes sufferers lower their blood sugar and get off their medications, often in a matter of just a few months. Discover how our proven, safe, and natural methods can help you get your health health and your life back.
Well, I think it saved my life.
My A1C has gone from a 7.8 to a 5.9.
No, I'm not taking any medication at all. I really feel like this saved my life.
Help Your Diabetes, the all-natural doctor-monitored program for those who suffer from type 2 diabetes, is now available to the public. Learn how you can reverse your diabetes. Call 703-891-9502. The first 20 callers get a free consultation and a free A1C test with results in just minutes. Call now, 703-891-9502. 703-891-9502.
All right, coming up on Mornings on the Mall, the Olympics. The opening ceremonies, I believe, will be televised tonight.
Yeah, finally see them.
You can finally see them. I want to know what they're wearing. That's always what I want to know. I wish there was a red carpet and they could just say who they're wearing. They're always wearing Ralph Lauren.
Uh-huh.
We'll talk about
Not
that.
Not the guy from Tonga. He's just all greased up.
What?
It's true. They've already got pictures.
So he can't climb the light poles
in
Philadelphia. I think
well,
if you just grease him up, it's easier than greasing up all the light poles in the city. Hey, what's the difference between Watergate and what's going on now? That's coming up.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. As you slept overnight, the Senate passed a spending bill to fund the government. Then as you were getting ready for work a few hours ago, the House passed it as well, meaning the shutdown will be over once the president signs it.
Well, I think the big question right now is what was the actual impact of a shutdown, particularly one that's in the middle of the night. And another thing, when the Office of Management and Budget was reaching out to the agencies last night and informing them that they needed to prepare for this, they were allowed contingency plans to allow their workers, even those that would be furloughed, to come in for 4 hours to have kind of a regular order shutdown, if you will. So there isn't expected to be a lot of impact. I haven't heard from friends and colleagues that are federal workers that any furlough notices have gone out, so things should be pretty seamless.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. The 2018 Winter Olympics are underway. Nearly 3,000 athletes from 92 countries are in South Korea to compete for a medal.
The opening ceremony got underway on what was, in relative terms, a warm night. It was 29 degrees, nowhere near as cold as some past evenings when it got down to the single digits here. The beautifully choreographed program took some children on a journey through the landscape and mythology of Korea, with the theme being peace. Nearly 3,000 athletes from 92 countries took part in the parade of nations.
Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum in Pyeongchang. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the so-called dreamers who are in the U.S. military will not face deportation, even if Congress misses an immigration deadline.
The nearly 850 undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children who are currently serving in the military or received an honorable discharge will be safe despite the ongoing federal wrangling over the fate of people who came to America illegally as children. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the only exception will be if the service member has committed a serious felony or a federal judge has signed deportation orders. President Trump has given Congress a March 5th deadline to deal with the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also known as DACA. The president has threatened to terminate the program, leaving the status of hundreds of thousands of immigrants in question. Joe Ramsey, Washington.
Maryland Senator Ben Cardin has introduced legislation that would ban the use of federal money to pay for the kind of military parade that President Trump says he wants. The idea of such a parade has drawn criticism from many Democrats, including Cardin. There's another push on in Annapolis to make recreational marijuana legal in Maryland.
Tacoma Park delegate David Moon has tried twice before and is hoping the third time's a charm when it comes to taking the issue of legalizing recreational pot use to the people.
It asked voters to weigh in on the question, yes or no, on whether Maryland should legalize adult use recreational cannabis.
Moon says his plan would allow people to possess up to an ounce of pot and be able to grow a small amount as well. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Some major renovations are coming this summer to Capital One Arena. It's a $40 million effort, including all new seats, a new sound system, and upgraded concessions and lounges. Jim Van Stone is with Monumental Sports and Entertainment.
We have a couple blocks of time that we're going to be closing the building, and some other times we're working around the events that we have already scheduled. So we're really excited about it, and, you know, we feel very comfortable and confident that by the start of the season, you know, many of these enhancements will be completed.
And he points out the renovation will be entirely privately funded. A Virginia Senate committee has approved a bill aimed at raising money for
from Metro. But the panel first dropped a provision for a statewide sales tax on Uber and Lyft to help generate that money. And Virginia is also poised to soften the penalties for people caught stealing smaller dollar items. It's raising the threshold for what's considered a felony. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,860. The NASDAQ at 67.77. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Internet providers promise small businesses a lot. Let's hear who really delivers more. Comcast Business offers fast gig speeds across our network. Verizon doesn't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 8 hours of 4G wireless network backup to keep your business connected. Verizon, not so much. We offer 35 voice features that businesses care about and solutions that grow with your business so you never miss a call. Verizon, no way. Clearly, Comcast Business gives you more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet on our reliable gig speed network. Plus, you can add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer ends 3/20/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business internet at additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Connection pro restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. Call for details.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save.